sanctuary, and those of you joining us online, as we are in, we are about to come to the conclusion of this message series titled Light in the Darkness. Light in the Darkness. We're going to wrap it up tomorrow night at Christmas Eve, and I hope that those of you who can join us will. If you can't be here present, we're going to be live streaming online, so you can check us out in that way. So, we've talked about light in the darkness, and we've been reminded that the evidence of the darkness is all around us. We hear about it, we read about it, we see it, we experience it. This world is a fallen place. Hello? And we also know that we have an enemy that we face as well. And yet, in the midst of our experience of darkness, the simple and yet profound truth at the heart of the Christmas story is this: Jesus Christ is the light that shines in the darkness. Jesus Christ is the light that shines in the darkness. These last few Sundays, we've been reminded of God's glorious message through the Scriptures, that though there is darkness in the world, yes, nonetheless, there is a light who shines in the darkness. He is the one that we can turn to in the midst of any darkness. Today I want to talk about the darkness of fear. Sometimes the darkness comes in the form of fear. Now, I don't know about you, when I was a kid, I lived a fairly fear-free life. I don't remember many times at all when I was worried or particularly afraid. So there were 7 kids growing up in our household, and in spite of all the normal chaos that would come with that, life seemed fairly ordinary. Holidays were good times, usually with lots of cousins and aunts and uncles on both sides, and church was a regular part of the experience as well. In fact, as a kid, my world revolved around family, friends, school, church, and being a kid. And I can't remember a time, really, when I worried or was really afraid that things would somehow be different. I know now what a gift that was. I know now that not every kid in my town had it that way. Some kids probably did worry about food, money, abuse, problems in the family, or maybe problems between mom and dad, or problems with mom or dad. I didn't have many times of fear or uncertainty as a kid, but I now know probably others did. My life as an adult has been different, though. I've become much more aware of opportunities to worry or to be afraid as an adult than I ever did as a kid. When I was a young adult, there were the concerns about direction and career. What do I want to do? And how am I going to get there? And then there was dating and the experience of getting married. You know, how do I navigate this dating thing? And I've always heard that, you know, you'll just know this is the one. Well, how do you know? I mean, how does that work? How does that, you know, practically work? Tell me more. And then came children and parenting. And more questions. What are we doing? Do we have enough training, really, for this thing? Can we afford this? Will these kids actually grow up? Will they ever grow up? And will they make it? Will they make their own mark in the world? There have been a lot more opportunities for worry and anxiety as an adult than I ever knew as a kid. These last few Sundays we've been talking about the Advent theme of light in the darkness. A consistent theme of the Scriptures is that though there is darkness in the world, Christ has come to bring the light of hope, the light of life, the light of salvation. Christ has come. Today I want to focus on this thought. In the darkness of fear, there is the light of joy. I want to talk about that today. In the darkness of fear, there is the light of joy. As human beings, we often struggle with fear. From the earliest of time, human beings have known fear. We've experienced fear. We've had to overcome fear. I don't know about you, but I don't like fear. Anyone else? I don't like fear. Just don't like it at all when it comes around. And yet, far from being completely negative, fear can be a positive force in our lives because it can cause us to focus. There's a problem. I got to focus. Something's got to be different. It can cause us to get ready. It can cause us to be on guard. Sometimes it's really positive, but it also sometimes is negative. It can overwhelm us. It can immobilize us. It can paralyze us. And that's why we need something that will enable us to face our fears. For still, in our world today, in spite of all the advances that we have made with technology and understanding and knowledge and everything else, we are people who often are afraid. Have you been there lately? A lot of uncertainty in the world right now. A lot of things that might cause us to have fear or to be afraid. I don't think that I had near as many fearful experiences as a kid. I've had a lot more struggles with worry and fear as an adult. But I'm trying to find a way forward. So whatever your experience, I want us always to remember this. The light of Christ still shines in the darkness. Never forget that. Whatever your circumstances, the light of Christ still shines in the darkness. We've seen in the scripture over these last few weeks, in Isaiah 9:2, the prophet spoke to us of his coming. The prophet said, the people walking in darkness have seen a what? A great light. And that inspired hope. And in 1 John 1:4, I should say, the apostle spoke of his divinity. He said, in him was what? Life. And that life was the light of all people, his divinity. And then in John 1:5, he also spoke of his power. He said, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not what? Overcome it. The darkness has not overcome it. Yes, there is darkness, but a light has come to bring hope and life and victory. That is why Christmas is always such good news. Amen. It has a great message for us in the middle of the story from Luke 2:10. These words, do not be what? Afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Luke's account is the brief, plain, striking story of a young couple going on a journey and having a child late in the night. So a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the people should take part in the world's first census. The purpose was going to be for systematic taxation. That's what it was about. So everybody went back to their hometowns to be registered. And Joseph and Mary went from Nazareth up north, down south to Bethlehem, just a few miles below Jerusalem. So if you've been to the Holy Land, you know that here's Jerusalem in this big sprawling area, and then just to the south, not very far, really only a handful of miles, Bethlehem, a smaller place where Christ was born. They went there. Joseph was from that town, the city of David. He was a descendant of Israel's greatest king. And while they were there, in fact, right after they got there, Mary had her baby. It must have been, imagine that, a most fearful time, and yet a time. time of great joy as well. The poet Christopher Fry articulates a question suggested by the first Christmas drama. Listen to the stanzas of his poem. The darkest time of the year, the poorest place in town, cold and a taste of fear, man and woman alone. What can we hope for here? And then he says, more light than we can learn, more wealth than we can treasure, more love than we can earn, more peace than we can measure, because one child is born. Because this one child was born, we can face all our fears. Amen? We all have fears in one form or another, at one time or another, in one way or another. Yet, in the midst of the darkness of fear, the light of joy still shines. From our text this morning, I want to lift up three takeaway truths about this light of joy for your life. First of all, I would say this: let this light of joy shine on you. You can do that. Let it shine on you. Luke tells us that there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks. There, they had the surprise of a lifetime. In chapter 2, verse 9, Luke writes, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were what? Terrified. Those shepherds were terrified. Something unusual was happening in their life. Not what they had planned for. This was unlike anything that they had experienced. Have you ever felt like that? Something happens and you're like, oh my goodness, I never had counted on this. Of course, they were terrified. But they didn't run. They didn't hide. Instead, they just stayed there and they let the glory of God's light shine. What that must have been. And in the end, they were wonderfully surprised. Isn't that true? Sometimes we get surprised by what God is doing. A story is told of a preacher went to see one of the families in his church. The mother was expecting. She was almost due. He was met at the door by the 5-year-old son, who said, "Preacher, I'm glad to see you. I've got some good news. Daddy and I are taking Mama to the hospital to get a baby. But don't tell her about it. We want it to be a surprise." I'm guessing that he hadn't been all too observant with his 5-year-old perspective. Sometimes it's not easy being surprised. Take us, for example. We like to have, everything planned out. We like to have it, this is the way it's going to work. I always like to say, well, I'm making my plan and then I'm going to see what happens. Sometimes God's plans are different than our plans. Hello? Sometimes God is moving, God is working, He's doing something different than what we've planned on, and so what happens? Well, then that is kind of an uncomfortable thing. In fact, it's an unsettling thing. God's doing something I hadn't counted on. It could actually even be a little bit frightening. We can be a little bit afraid. Yet you sense the light of His glory is shining. God, I don't know what's going on, but I sense you're in it. And so what do? We hang in there, we ride it out, and then we are wonderfully surprised. You ever had that kind of an experience? Wonderfully surprised in a way you didn't count on? That was my experience in the mission trip to Russia that I was part of a few years ago. I knew that I was supposed to go, but I wondered about our mission of helping Reverend Irina Mitina. We love Irina. She's been here several times. she called us and said, I want you to come and help us lead a camp for handicapped children and their families. And I didn't know anything about that at all. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't have any sense of what it would be like. I was a little bit anxious. In fact, I developed what she likes to call holy nausea. Holy nausea. It's when you get that sense in your gut. You say, Lord, I may be in a little bit over my head here. I mean, there are things happening that I don't quite understand. I've got fear. I've got faith. I'm trying to walk through it. Holy nausea. Holy nausea. You ever had that? I find that I get it right there on the edge of stepping out. Whatever that new thing is that God wants me to do. That's where I feel it. I find it. In fact, as I think about the new year, I'm having a little bit of holy nausea because God has been speaking to me about the fact that, you know, we got to, as I said a few weeks ago, we got to find a way to reach more new people. We got to develop more fully devoted disciples, and we got to find a way to multiply our fruitfulness. And what that means and how that's going to unfold, got a little holy nausea about it. Well, I had holy nausea back then as well, but I knew that God was in it. God, you're in this. I know we're supposed to go. So I went and I asked the members of the team to be praying with me, and I let go and I let God. And because I did it, it was probably one of the most meaningful experiences of seeing the body of Christ working the way that it can work in marvelous circumstances than I can ever remember. Working with God in ministry is like that. It's full of joy and surprises. Have you had that experience? Doing something with God in ministry and it turns out to be full of surprises, yes, but joy as well. A little church, the pastor was in charge of helping with the Christmas pageant, and so they had several good rehearsals, and then one night he talked to the kids about going home, you know, and you need to create your own costume, kind of for your character. And on the night of the performance, he was surprised by three brothers who were playing the wise men. They arrived wearing raincoats, helmets, and pulling a water hose. And the pastor said, hey, you're supposed to be wise men, not firemen. And the brother said, we are wise men. Our dad told us that the wise men came from afar. I knew that was going to be a stretch. I knew that was going to be a stretch. But you hung in there with me. Hallelujah. Sometimes life surprises us. Sometimes God's light shines in a way that we hadn't counted on. Hello? Then what? Well, we can be uncomfortable. We can be a little bit unnerved by that. We can even be afraid. But instead of running or trying to hide like those shepherds of old, we let the glory of God's light shine on us. And often we're surprised by joy. There turns out to be real joy in it. Let the light of joy shine on you. Sometimes we're surprised about what God is doing. Another take-home truth from this story. Let this light of joy give you courage. You can do that also, if you will. Let this light of joy give you courage. This was the message of the angel to the shepherds as well. The angel said to them in Luke 2:10, do not be what? Afraid. I bring you good news that will be great joy for all the people. Did you get that? Don't be afraid. Why? Because this is good news of great joy. Don't forget this. The joy of Christ's coming will keep you from being afraid. Armed with the joy of Christ, this light of joy shining around you, you can stand against anything and everything that would threaten you. in December 1944, during the Battle of the Bulge, the German army surrounded some Americans in the village of Bastogne. And the German commander sent a messenger telling the American soldiers, surrender. The American commander sent back a one-word message. He said simply this, nuts! Nuts! It was probably one of the greatest responses in military history. This is the message of Christmas for every Herod and every heartache and every hatred and every hardship and everything that would try to destroy you or me. Nuts! Nuts! Or as the angel put it, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A long time ago on a little farm, on a cold, dark night, a man asked his son to go to the well and get a bucket of water. The boy was afraid of the dark. The man said, here, son, you take this lamp with you. You won't see the well at first, but you will see with enough light for each step you take. And you'll make it there one step at a time. What fear, what circumstance, what difficulty do you face today? Let the light of Christ, the light of Christmas, give you courage to get there one step at a time. A third take-home truth from this passage, let this light of joy enable you to accept the gift. This is the last thing you can do as well. The angel told the shepherds, today in the town of David, a what? Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Here's the key. The Savior is for you. That is why this light of joy gives us courage. It's because the source of our joy is Jesus Christ Himself. He is the light of the world, the light of joy. One of the great hymns that we sing is, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. We sing that song because there is joy in the middle of the story. That is your best gift at Christmas. He has come to save the world, and He has come to save you. And that is why, in the darkness of fear, the light of joy still shines on us. It is a joy that casts out all fear. But sometimes we don't know how to accept a gift. Sometimes it's easy for us to give, but not as easy to accept a gift from someone else. We're gracious givers, but sometimes we're not gracious receivers. Hello? Is it because we know that we don't deserve what someone else would do for us? And that's just the point. A gift comes to us out of love from the other person, not because we deserve it or we've earned it. That is why it's a gift. Christmas is a gift. The light of joy is a gift. Our Savior, Christ the Lord, is a gift. Because of this gift, we can stand against and above, or even in the midst of the darkness of fear. At a recent Celebrate Recovery meeting, a friend talked about the difficulty that he had in accepting Jesus. He had always been a studious person and needed to think things through. So he said, after many years of pondering the meaning and the significance of the Christmas story and everything after that, he said, one year, the message of Jesus' love broke through. The message of God's story of coming in the form of a baby that I might know love and forgiveness and salvation. He said, one year, that finally broke through. And when I opened my heart to believe, God's love was for me too. He said, love and forgiveness and acceptance sometimes we don't know how to accept a gift. We have misconceptions. We have questions. We're thinking about it. We also, at times, can have fear. What does this really mean if I accept this gift? God knows us. He's created us. He continues to try and reach us in all kinds of ways with His good news. So here's the question of the day. Would you accept the gift of joy? The gift of the Lord? The gift of the Savior this Christmas? If you would, then you will be able to face whatever life brings your way. Jesus is the one who can carry us through a lifetime of ups and downs, ins and outs, highs and lows. He will see us through. Remember this, whatever the circumstances, in the darkness of fear, Jesus, the light of joy, still shines. His light, His love, His joy still shines through. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Master, Holy Lord, Lord, we all know what it is to struggle with the darkness of fear. When our circumstances are hard, or they change, or they are new, or they're unfamiliar, like those shepherds of old, we can become fearful. We can become overwhelmed. We can become afraid. But you understand us. You know us. That's why you regularly tell us, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you and the glory of your story and the power of your heavenly light. Help us to step out in faith to see that even in our darkness, Jesus' light shines bright. He is the one who brings us hope and life and salvation and joy. Lord, help us to experience the fullness of your light, life, and joy this Christmas. In Jesus' name we prayed, and everyone said, amen, amen. And as we close our time together, here in a moment we're going to sing, but I also always like to have a